to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey, everybody. There we go. Good to see you all, or be with you all on this show today. And I'm Malma Mac, and along with me is my co-host, who is always right here beside me, Dr. Angel Falzoni, the one and only, the great, the PhD, the licensed mental health counselor, the very experienced doctor that helps us sort through all these amazing topics that we do. Dr. Angel, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mama Mac?
Great. Excited about this new topic that we're bringing to the show tonight, and kind of fun. We love our topic choices, don't we? Just interesting stuff keeps happening.
It does. And the topics just keep rolling and rolling. It's great.
And part of that is because we hear from listeners and we want to hear from you. And feel free to text us anytime, 24/7, 365. And that number is 727-888-4171. We love your comments. And even if you listen to this later on Starcom Media Network and you're not listening to it live tonight, that's okay. You can text anytime, 727-888-4171, or go to our website, Go Yard, goyard2014.org. I'll get it here in a minute, because we got our Facebook too, and you monitor the Facebook, don't you?
We do, and that's Go Yard 1340.
That's why I was hesitating there for a moment and
too
remembering the differences. Yeah, but they can go to Facebook there and get some news about what's going on around here. And it's cool. At the end of every month, our webmaster takes all the shows from this month, and this is the last show for July of 2015. So these will go on our website, which is goyard2014.org, and you can go and catch all these shows. So that's all the information. Dr. Angel, we've got a new topic tonight. Let's talk about it. What is it?
We do. We are talking about living the joyful life.
Living a joyful life. Wow.
I know it sounds kind of simple, but so many people are missing this.
Well, I think a lot of people don't even understand the word joy.
Oh, I know. We're going to get into that really deep tonight.
You know, because it's not something that you hear in casual conversation. I'm joyful today. You hear it maybe around spiritual talk, you know, but to talk about it just in your average workplace, do you hear the term joy very much?
True, you're right. It's really not a common term, but it's something that's really important that's missing from so many lives.
Right. We hear a lot about happiness.
We do.
And everybody is pursuing happiness, right? In one form or another.
That absolutely seems like this end result is, let's find happiness. Whatever makes me happy.
Right. Yeah.
And so we're going to let you know that happiness and joy are not the same thing.
They are not the same thing. All right. Happiness to me is more temporary. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're absolutely correct with that. Happiness is a feeling.
Okay.
And anytime we have a feeling, feelings are temporary.
All right.
So it's something that's going to come and it's going to go. And so that's the problem when we're pursuing happiness.
Right.
That it's just a temporary thing we can pursue.
Okay. So is it dependent a lot on whether or not we're having a good day, or whether or not people are treating us good, or whether or not we just went on a therapy trip of shopping, or retail therapy, they call that?
True. It is. It's absolutely. Our happiness is always going to be dependent on external circumstances.
Okay.
Things outside of us.
All right.
You know, our financial situation, or if we're in good relationship with our friends, or things that are going on in our job, or if we're, you know, being able to buy that new boat we want.
It
doesn't matter what it is. It's always something outside of us.
Outside of us. That's a good definition, and that's happiness. So a lot of things make us happy. That's what you're saying.
They might make us happy.
Okay.
And we spend a lot of time, a lot of people spend much of their energy and effort working really hard to get these things that they believe are going to make them happy.
Right.
And they will feel happiness in a temporary state.
Okay.
And then it goes.
Okay. So they, when they get the new 104 inch TV or whatever it is. What's the size now? 150? I don't know what it is.
It's always growing.
It's always huge. So when they get that great big TV that fills up their room and they have to, you know, break out walls for it or whatever the case may be, there is that temporary high. You acknowledge that, Doctor.
Oh, absolutely. You'll feel happiness in a temporary state. And so next week, next month, that feeling's not going to be there.
Right.
And that bill for that item still will.
Exactly.
And so then we have to pursue the next thing that's going to make us happy. And see, this is the problem with happiness. It's an endless chase.
Wow.
Doesn't okay. stop.
Right.
Because there's not anything outside of us that can give us a feeling that lasts forever. It's
right.
not going to happen.
I have a great new car. And it really is fun to put the top down constantly. And that really does make me happy. And you're saying, though, that that will eventually wear off. I don't know, though. I think I love it really a lot. But I get your point. I'm just teasing you. But, I mean, things do not bring true happiness.
Well, they may bring happiness. They do not bring joy.
Oh, they don't bring joy. That's great. So, I'm glad you clarified that. So there is a difference between joy and happiness. All right.
There's going to be a big one. So, you know, a lot of times when we're looking at happiness as, and it is a positive emotion. I'm not saying it's anything wrong with wanting to feel happy.
Right.
We don't need to be chasing happiness.
Okay.
Because it's an endless chase. It's a fruitless cause.
You're it's like keeping up with the Joneses concept.
You can't do it. Doesn't matter what you have. You know, kids want the new phone. They get the new iPhone 6, big, large one now. And then a month later, you'll find it stuffed up under their bed because now they need something else to make them happy.
Right.
And so
the newness has worn off. Right.
And that's the problem with happiness is that, you know, when life happens, and life happens, I don't
right.
care who you are, how much money you have, where you live, life is going to happen. Things are going to go awry.
Okay. Not everything's going to be perfect. In fact, this show, Go Yard, is about hitting a home run in life instead of striking out. That doesn't mean that we're always going to hit home runs. I mean, I'm a big baseball fanatic. I mean, crazy. And, you know, we've had a couple of games this week with the Rays where there's been a lot of home runs, and that's really cool. But that's not always the way it is it?
Well, no. You know, and I know we've talked about this on previous shows, what, like, batting 300 really means.
Why you don't know? You bring that up? Because that is true.
And it really is because, you know, you're a great batter in the major leagues when you can bat that. And that means you stroke out 7 out of 10 times you're at bat.
Or you didn't get a hit. Yeah.
Right. You didn't get a hit.
You didn't get a hit. 7 out of 10.
So you were done.
Yeah. Right. So, okay. And if baseball players, for instance, thought, oh my, I have to be perfect in order to be happy or whatever, joyful, they wouldn't continue because it would just be so defeating.
True.
So we've got to learn to deal with that when it comes to happiness. And a lot of people get depressed, Doctor. I mean, reality is a lot of people, when their little happiness factor goes down, the newness wears off of their smartphone or their convertible, they are suddenly not as happy.
You're true. They hit that low. And
right.
the reason it hits this depression is because I worked so hard believing this was going to make me happy.
Right.
This was going to make me feel fulfilled.
Right.
And in the end of the day, life still is going to happen. And you're not going to stay in a constant state of fulfillment. Or you're not going to stay in a constant state of happiness. And this formula just leaves our emotions in a disarray.
Wow.
And we're not happy. And then we have to keep chasing to be happy. And so we're just rolling this revolving door of happiness. And it's just exhausting. I mean, just talking about it feels exhausting.
Okay, so let's get to joy then. If that's what happiness is all about, and it's temporary.
Well, let's back up, because we're going to still talk about how culture is setting our stage for happiness. Because this is a big thing, I think.
Yeah, let's do.
You know, we have media is wonderful. We have media at our fingertips, most of us on our phones, the internet. You know, and there's this disillusionment that we have that, you know, when we're riding the emotional highs and lows of life, that happens naturally. Life's got its good moments. It dips down, you know, and we get depressed. And social media in general, sets up these unrealistic expectations of what happiness looks like.
Oh, boy, that is so true.
Isn't it?
It is. And because it seems to me, and I'm not on Facebook much at all anymore, as you know, because I just don't have enough hours in the day with two jobs, etc. But also it's because you just see such a glorified picture on some of this social media about what that person's life looks like. And for some people, maybe their life does not begin to measure up to that picture they see by all their friends putting them on, all the stuff on. Talk about that, doctor, because that can be a real problem for people.
It is a real problem. And when we're looking at things like Facebook, most people are posting the best of the best. You know, we're not going to put our dirty laundry usually on Facebook. And so you're seeing everyone's best of the best, and you're like, oh, my life isn't like that. My life isn't like that. And you're feeling sad, depressed. Yeah, it's a disillusion of what happiness really is. And, you know, the funny thing is the media blows up our stars and our movie stars and our singers and all these people in the great positions, and their lives look wonderful on the covers of magazines. But the very people the media uses to set our fake standard for happiness are typically the most miserable humans there are.
You know, I know that's true, but isn't that interesting that it comes right back to the point you made earlier in the show? Things and possessions and bank accounts don't cause there to be a fulfilling life a lot of times for a lot of people.
No, it's not. That's not going to be the fulfillment.
That's not going to be the fulfillment. That's going to be temporary and fun for a while.
You know, so we look at Beyonce and we're like, oh, she's all pretty and she's got the great body and that's what I want. I'm going to go to the gym, you know, every day and get there. Beyonce has her own issues.
Right.
And isn't as happy as she looks on those magazines. Because none of them are.
Right.
You know, it comes with a lot of problems, that fame and notoriety.
Sure it does.
We don't see that part of their lives. We just see the pretty stuff on the magazines and on the Facebook pages.
Right.
On E! Entertainment.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so our culture is sending us messages that we're less. Less than, because I don't measure up. So what happens in my life or our lives, it's easy for us to overlook the positives, the things that are good in our life.
Yeah, because if we're concentrating all the time on about measuring up to some standard that you've seen on Facebook or social media, and you realize your life isn't that way, it would drive a lot of people, and probably does, doctor, a lot of people into depression or anxiety or sense of worthlessness, maybe?
Absolutely. If I'm spending all my time, you know, it's really sad because cable channels, if you look on cable channels, I was working on research last weekend and I liked noise in the background. So I was finding something just to put on and I was flipping the channels and there's so many of these like stations that just like this person's life and this person's life and all these like documentary type things on movie stars and this star and this singer and that person. And
wow.
I'm like, it's flooded the TV stations anymore. And as I watch it, you know, it just makes me see that if I'm looking outward all the time at all these other people's lives.
Right.
And these positions that most people don't get to attain first more.
Right.
I'm not looking inward at my own.
Ooh, outward versus inward. That's interesting.
I'm not looking in my own house. I'm not looking in my own life because I'm just so focused on, oh, well, they have that nice Jag or they have that nice boat or look at this vacation to Africa they're taking. Instead of thinking, oh my goodness, I had a great camping trip with my kids, or I'm enjoying the simple things. It doesn't have to be this humongous thing to bring us joy.
Exactly. But as you say, a lot of people have their focus on external and material things. That is where most of our society, I would think at this point, that's where they live, in that external focus.
Absolutely. And so our culture sets us up to chase these external things and external circumstances. So it doesn't always have to be material things. It can be a circumstance like fame or notoriety or position or a job or something like that as well. And to improve our emotional states, that's what our culture is trying to get us to buy into.
Whoa. So of course, there's a lot of...
It's a trap. It's a trap.
It is a trap. And there's a lot of medications that are advertised on TV. And that's a whole nother show. But to improve one's disposition or their emotional state, right?
And it's an absolute trap. And you're correct. There's all kinds of, let's fix this problem. Quick fixes.
Quick fixes.
You know, and the thing is, when we're focusing on these external things that make us happy, it can derail the course of our own lives.
Right.
We can fall into addictions or self-destructive behaviors. I mean, there's a website. I was watching the news. Maybe it was last week. I was watching the Today Show, and there was this website about helping people in marriages cheat. And somebody hacked their website.
Oh, my gosh.
And was, I guess, threatening that they were going to disclose their clients to the world of who's on this. By the way, it was like 35 million people subscribed to this cheating website.
You got to be kidding.
Totally floored me.
Oh, my gosh.
But even in that, these people are believing, oh, this affair is going to make me happy.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's what they're chasing, that happiness. And so it's derailing the course of their life.
Wow.
If those names were exposed, how many?
35 million on this website?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That just tells you the state of our culture, though, at this time, Doctor.
Absolutely.
And again, people are chasing that temporary high and that, yeah,
derailment in life.
Wow.
I mean, that could just make the dominoes totally change one's life. Or gambling, you know, that I'm going to go get that money, that quick money, and they fall into the gambling addiction or substances.
Right.
Or any other kind of behavioral thing that they're chasing something better, but in the long run, they've lost everything they had under them.
Wow. This is an important topic, more serious probably than maybe our listeners thought when we first started this topic a few minutes ago. So this chase, I like that word, this chase for happiness, this striving to have a temporary high, don't you think it is?
Absolutely.
When there is that temporary, whoa, wow, look what's happening. Or when you first meet somebody and you're entering a new relationship, that temporary, woo, this is fun type thing.
True, it's fun. There's a passion. There's something new. There's an excitement. It rings inside of you. And so that's what they're believing is going to make them happy. So that's what we're chasing.
Like going to a theme park for a day.
True.
Which is fun.
It's fun till about 10 o'clock and then it's hot and there's 1,000 people there and you're waiting in 3-hour lines and you're like, wow, this is not as fun as I envisioned it.
Exactly. Because there, again, that's a pretty good metaphor, really, Doctor, because if you think about it, the ride, whatever it is, it lasts just, what, 3, 4, 5 minutes?
Not even. Not usually even. They're like 45 seconds.
Okay, especially the big drop-off ones. They don't last long at all. So you have that temporary excitement and high. This is a good metaphor for what we're talking about, isn't it? And then life happens, and you're standing in a line, and everybody's sweaty and tired and cranky and want to go home. And want to sit down.
And the kids are falling apart because they're miserable. And you're like, we just paid $100 a person to do this activity that
right.
we thought was going to make us so happy.
Boy, what a great metaphor. Yeah.
And it's true. And so the thing with happiness is that the bar is always changing. Society is going to continue changing the bar. And you're going to have to continue changing your own bar because when you achieve one thing and realize that didn't do it, you're going for something else and something else. And
well,
so,
and in drug addiction, they say that you just keep upping the ante, right?
Yep.
And we'll talk about that when we do a show on that. But that the little bit doesn't bring that high. It's the same thing in life, don't you think? A lot of times, that's why the bigger houses and the bigger everything and more toys. You know, I've seen bumper stickers. You probably have too. It says the one with the most toys when he dies wins.
I've seen that bumper sticker many times.
Right. So, yeah.
And it's not about that. And here's what happens. Here's the real pitfall of chasing happiness is that it's causing us to always be selfish and seeking our own selfish happiness.
Oh, boy, that is profound. Because it does seem to me, Dr. Angel, that this society at this time, this culture, is so self-centered. Would you agree with that?
Very much so.
The selfie stick.
Right. And all the people taking selfies.
I mean, yeah, that's fun. But to an extreme, I mean, a lot of our culture is doing that.
They are. And the problem is that now it's only about my own needs and my own wants. And what about the people around me? What about the people I'm committed to? What about the people I'm responsible for?
Wow.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about their happiness, just mine.
We have really set up an argument here about happiness. This is good. So let's take a break and come back and find out what we can do about this. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service. Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Great song. Love that song. Pharrell.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Happiness. We've been talking about happiness, Dr. Angel. Welcome back to Go Yard. And I'm Mama Mac along with Dr. Angel. And we're glad you're joining us tonight. And as always, we want to welcome our Starcom Media Network affiliates scattered across the United States and different countries. So wherever you are, welcome to Go Yard. You can contact us during the show. Or anytime, 24/7, 365, if you just use our Google text number, which is 727-888-4171. All right, let me give it to you one more time. It's 727-888-4171. So use it anytime. We'd love to hear from you, Dr. Angel. From time to time, we do a question and answer show. We've done two or three of them, and we've had so many questions that we've answered, and it's a lot of fun. So we welcome people to start sending in their questions again for our next question and answer show, maybe in a couple weeks or
Absolutely.
Whenever we can.
Yes.
Because those are fun shows to do, and those are questions that come directly from our audience scattered different places around this globe. So give us your questions, 727-888-4171, or they can also email. And sometimes people want to ask something very lengthy, so it's more than a text. Our email is goyard2014@gmail.com. So that's what it is, goyard2014@gmail.com. Dr. Angel Falzone, we are talking today about the difference between happiness and joy. And the first part of this show, if people missed it, they can go back and listen to it later on the website. It's all about happiness, and that's why we use Pharrell's song, and which is pretty cool. But now we want to talk about the difference between happiness and joy, because we introduced this topic by saying the topic here is the what?
The joyful life.
The joyful life. Living a joyful life, okay?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, a lot of times, and I mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to mention it one more time, a lot of times the word joy is really associated with spiritual stuff. We talk about it with our spiritual life, love, joy, peace, patience, all those things that we talk about with our spiritual life. But it doesn't have to be just have a spiritual connotation, does it?
Not at all.
Okay, so what is joy?
Ooh, joy. Joy is a state of being.
State of being. But what about happiness? Isn't that a state of being?
No, happiness is a temporal feeling.
Okay.
And so joy is more of a state of being.
Okay, so happiness is a feeling, which comes and goes, ebbs.
It ebbs, flows. Yep, it ups and downs and
right.
comes and goes.
But joy can be more permanent. Is that what you're saying, Doctor?
Absolutely, it can be more permanent.
Wow.
Because it's that state of being. And the difference, the major difference between joy and happiness is joy comes from within.
Whoa.
Happiness was reliant on external factors.
Right.
Joy doesn't rely on any external factors. It's only coming from within.
So joy has nothing to do with my new car.
No.
That's happiness, right?
That's happiness.
Right. So joy is not a temporary feeling usually. It's something that lasts, doesn't it?
It does. But here's the thing. When we have anything that lasts, let's think of like, I like to equate it to growing a garden.
Okay.
Because anything that lasts, we talk about that plants are active and they're growing in their life, like
right.
we are.
Right.
And so we have to plant the seed.
Yeah.
And then we have to put a little fertilizer on it. And then we have to water it and make sure it's getting sunshine,
sure.
but not too much because we don't want to burn the plant out. And take,
right.
And we have to cultivate that plant to grow. And then the roots start to grow. And they grow in the beginning. The roots are little. And that plant's very vulnerable.
Right.
And as we cultivate that plant and nourish that plant and nurture that plant, it's growing stronger and stronger. And
cool.
the roots are growing deeper and deeper.
Good
and
illustration.
Is how we have joy. And that's exactly how
wow.
joy comes about.
So it may not have deep roots right at first is what I hear you saying.
No, it's going to be a seed.
It's going to be a seed of joy. Okay. So can people come into a desire for joy? I
Absolutely.
Mean, is it like a choice? Is that what you're saying, Doctor?
It's 100% a choice.
Okay, 100%
a joy. I'm not going to have joy unless because we have to purposefully work towards it. We have to purposely cultivate
Whoa.
It. So instead of chasing, like we chase happiness,
okay,
we cultivate joy.
They both begin with C. Chase versus cultivate. I like that. We chase happiness. I got to write that down because I think that is really cool that you put it that way because I can understand that. And I think our audience can too. So with joy, it's something that you cultivate. So it's something that you make a decision about?
Absolutely. You make that conscious choice. And we have to take purposeful actions to start cultivating it.
Okay.
If you give me a seed and I just randomly throw it, it may work. It may die. But chances are it's going to die here in the Florida sun if we're not taking care of it. And that's the same thing with joy. We have to purposely plant that seed and then cultivate it and nourish it and watch it and feed it to grow.
So we make a decision that I want to be joyful. I don't want to be an old grump, or I don't want to be all depressed all the time, or I don't want to be always looking on the negative side of things, you know? And there are people like that in our lives, Doctor, and you got to admit it, that are so negative that you don't want to even be around them.
Well, true. And doesn't attract positive people. It doesn't, when we're around negative, we feel negative.
Right.
I mean, even if I was in this temporal state of feeling great and I'm around someone who's, you know, negative, oh, this is not good, and I start feeling worn down with them, and it may not be anything that had to do with me. Just
right.
being around that presence pulls us down.
Exactly.
And so cultivating joy is something that there's stability to it.
Okay.
Because it's not temporary and it's something that's a state of being. So it's a stability and it can become our whole focus of our worldview.
Oh, wow.
By meaning that we have kind of like our joy glasses.
Okay.
And as we learn to grow. And
joy glasses. Those are cool. What do those look like?
You're making fun of me, aren't you?
No.
Mine have pretty flowers. No, I'm just
okay.
Kidding.
Yours do, I'm sure. Mine have a baseball and a bat on them, but yours have pretty flowers. Your joy glasses.
But it's like the lens that we will view everything that happens in our life
right.
or what we experience in our life and how we view it. And we may have the same, it may be a difficulty, but with the joy that we have in our state, we will view it much differently than if we're looking at everything from that pessimistic or negative perspective.
Right.
And it's the event is the same.
And I don't know if I mentioned this last week on this show, or maybe it was our Sunday show, that I said something about, I just had my grandsons here, 4 of 6, and the little 7-year-old, we're driving along, and he says to me, Nana, how come, and I won't mention his name, one of my grandsons who's older, how come he's always saying bad things and he's sad and he doesn't think he's happy about anything at all? I mean, a 7-year-old said this, you know?
Wow.
And I had a chance actually to talk to him, the grandson he was talking about this, because it is his kind of mindset, this grandson, tends toward negativity. He's a great kid, but he tends to see the dark side of things, you know, the bad side of things. It was interesting that my 7-year-old grandson points it out about the older one, you know?
Because it exudes, and you got to love the honesty in kids because they'll give it to you real.
Exactly.
But because it exudes, and we can feel it. You can feel it.
Right.
And so joy does not depend on things going good in my life.
Right.
I can have joy, and things can be kind of crazy.
Can people see our joy, Doctor?
They not only can see your joy, they can feel your joy.
So even if you don't have a big word written on your forehead, joyful, people can see it without you announcing it?
You're exuding it. You're exuding this presence. You're exuding this positive, this positivity, the spirit, the way your language, your body language, your words, everything is wrapped in that joyful state of being.
Do you notice I have a t-shirt on today that says life is good?
I love, love, love that shirt.
But you know what? And it's got a little heart up here on my shoulder. But what is cool is that and I've noticed this about a lot of people that wear these, they do it for a reason. And I do too, you know? And it is a kind of a statement, you know, that, hey, let's look for the good in life and people and everything, you know?
Absolutely. And so joy is that the lens that we're going to start viewing things through. That's where we want to go. You want to hit those home runs. That's how we're going to do it.
So okay.
It's a way of viewing all of our circumstances. And it continues to grow. The bar with joy doesn't change.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we talked about the bar with happiness is always changing. This makes me happy. Oh, not today. Now this is going to make me happy. Oh, not anymore. Now I need to go here. That's not joy at all. Joy is stable.
Okay.
So there's no bar changing. The only thing that's changing is your roots are growing deeper and you're growing stronger.
Wow. Okay. So it becomes a state of mind, right? A mindset?
Absolutely. It's a mindset. It's
a
state of being.
I love the word mindset because it is so true with our individual lives that we develop these mindsets, if you will, where we exude a certain thing to people around us, right?
Absolutely.
You don't have to have a shirt that says life is good.
You don't have to have a shirt that says life is good because your body language shows when you have joy. You have more open and warming and affirming body language. Your tone of voice is more open and friendly and warming. It's inviting people in instead of that closed body language. First and foremost, is shutting everybody out. And
right.
So just the way you carry yourself is different.
Okay. So there's real benefit to becoming joyful, correct?
Absolutely. There's a lot of benefit to becoming joyful. And the first of it is it builds resilience.
Ooh, that's a big word. Resilience. Whoa, that's a bell ringer word because that is a very important word, but not a word that I think most people say very often. I'm resilient.
It's not. It's probably more a clinical word. But what I'm talking about resilience is it helps us to overcome those negative things. We bounce back quicker.
Bounce back.
We can handle them with a firmer grip without falling deeper into the pits of despair or depression or hopelessness. And so that's what I mean by resilience.
Okay.
Is that we're not going to not have negative things. We all will. That's life. Welcome to the world. But that how we handle that and how we can overcome or bounce back or get through is more strong when we have joy.
Absolutely. Okay, so resilience, bouncing back and knowing that there's another day. You're going to have another day. You're going to live to see another day. Things will be okay.
And there's a lot of research on this. And if you look through the clinical research journals, they talk about people who are able to overcome adversity and even some of the most atrocious adversities. They come out stronger are the ones who learn to cultivate joy in their life.
Whoa. And medically, I know we've talked about this on the show a lot medically, but it's so important to release those endorphins in our brains, right? Do you want to talk about that, doctor?
True.
And so, some people may not even know what we mean by an endorphin.
Well, those are brain chemicals that go on. And those are the things that make us feel good, make us have energy, make us see things. Keep us in the positive. Help us to stay positive. Help us to not fall down those pits of despair. And so when we're releasing those, we're letting, it's like our brains, actually they're kind of our brain's joy pill. Naturally.
Ooh.
That
we
have in our brain.
I have noticed this when I go to the gym consistently, and I have not recently with visitors, but I'm going to get back there. But when I am there working out, and all of a sudden in maybe 15, 20 minutes into it, tell me if this is correct physically. 15, 20 minutes into riding the bike or walking the treadmill or doing whatever I'm doing, I'm suddenly just feeling a little better.
Absolutely.
I mean, emotionally, not necessarily physically. It may be hurting some joint, but but I mean, emotionally, I can honestly tell you that that works for me.
And it honestly does because you're releasing endorphins.
Well, I'm glad we're honest about this, doctor.
And I'm telling you that you just released your brain's natural pill for joy.
Okay.
And so instead of taking a medication that's synthetic and man-made and going to burn out your liver or your kidneys, you're doing it naturally. That's the way, you know, God designed us to have this release in our brain because that's the positive that we need. And I do find it doesn't even have to be going to the gym for me. Like last night, I was packing for vacation. It's a little overwhelming trying to get 5 people all packed for 8 days.
Sure.
And so I was feeling stressed. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to leash up the dog and we're walking. And we walked around the block, maybe a half mile. And I came back and I had clarity, my framework was back, my attitude was better, and I could just keep going forward.
Boy, that is so true. That is so true. I need to do that more with my little dog. But that's true. It does do that for you. So cool. So interesting that you said that's how God created us. Because I think that our society is so much into the artificial ways of trying to be happy, like we've talked about in the first segment today. But also, there's no real concept of joy in our society. I think it is just centered on happiness.
I see that all the time. It's plastered everywhere. If you watch television shows or movies, they're always seeking that happiness factor. It's just the way our culture is moving.
Right. Yeah. But I like the point. I want to go back to it that you made, that this is natural. It comes in our brains. It's there. We just have to stimulate it.
We have
correct?
To tap into it.
Tap into
absolutely.
It.
And the good thing when we tap into our body's natural ability to help us with these things is that we're not causing other problems like our kidney filters or our liver filters or increasing our, you know, you hear all those side effects on medications.
Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. It's funny, actually.
There isn't one without it. I know I laughed at a sleeping one where it said may cause drowsiness. I'm like, I sure hope so. But
right.
The truth of it is, anytime we take something that's not natural, we're risking side effects. And
exactly.
I'm not saying we shouldn't use those. I'm saying we should be mindful of how we're using and what we're using. And
right.
When we have natural things, we should go to that first.
Okay. So actually, endorphins in our brain are released that do cause joy. The joy pill is what you're saying. And you can't go to the store and buy a bottle of endorphins.
No, you can't do that.
They are naturally released in your brain, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so if something as simple as taking a walk or getting on a treadmill or going to the gym can release that. And I was gone maybe 15 minutes and it made a huge whole difference on my night.
I totally agree.
And
we
have to be these mega workout freaks to have this benefit. Not
no.
at all.
No. Yeah.
So it's just getting up and getting moving. So
all right. So are you saying that joy is a choice?
Joy is absolutely a choice. It's not dependent on anything outside of us. And it's only dependent on us. I can choose joy.
See, I think that our listeners can really get a handle on this topic tonight because that simple explanation of the difference between happiness and joy makes total sense. Happiness is external,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Things that make us happy. Events,
relationships,
people,
jobs,
relationships,
mm-hmm.
cars, and and then joy. Go ahead. Is
joy comes from within,
right?
So, and there's a stability with the joy, and that's nice to have something stable because our worlds don't have a lot of stable things. So,
right.
As we're working towards joy, the bar is not going to keep changing for what joy means.
Okay,
joy is going to be joy.
Right.
And so we have freedom. And we have the freedom of our choice. And that's the most powerful thing I want to install in all of our listeners. And
okay.
I know I say it probably on most shows, but I mean it. The power you have as an individual is the power of your choices.
It's your choices. God gave us this free will. And you know, we have that. And that's a gift to us. We are not robots. We don't all live in, you know, The Stepford Wives. Remember that movie?
I've never seen it, but I've heard so much about it.
Oh, my gosh. And they were all looked alike, acted alike, dressed alike, everything. And our society, I think, is better about this now. It seems like we are becoming more individualistic in some ways. But then you've got the social media that continually tries to put people in the same little framework, I think, a lot of times.
True. It's
you
like
want to comment on that?
It's kind of like the cookie cutter mold. It's
right.
Like, oh, here's the cookie cutter's changing shape by the week, it seems like. And, you know, here's the new cookie cutter for the week. Okay, this is what you're trying to attain. And then next week it's going to be the, you know, different thing
the
that
trendsetter,
we're trying to
attain. The trendsetter thing. I even pulled a Diet Coke out of the box the other day that said that I was a trendsetter, right? Or have a Diet Coke with a trendsetter. But you know, seriously, that whole concept, yes, is causing people to realize that they have to do their 15 minutes of fame, their 5 minutes of fame, whatever it may be. That's what a lot of people are seeking.
Absolutely, they're seeking, and they're becoming depressed and feeling overwhelmed because it's not happening. And once they've worked months and months, or they hawk themselves into debt that they can barely pay minimum payments, and
right.
they're, you know, overwhelming themselves, and they have this great boat, and they had two or three nice trips, but it didn't bring the joy or the happiness they thought it was going to bring,
mm-hmm.
there's a depression that sits in, and it's
exactly.
real.
Okay, so joy is a choice. So let's say that our listeners are getting this tonight and they realize, wait a minute, I want that joy. Why would people want joy, doctor? Why would they want this?
Well, we talked about the resilience factor.
Okay, all right.
So, and then when we're joyful, we have more positive relationships.
Okay.
People want to be around us. There's a lot more upward mobility for us personally or through career when you're exuding joy.
So you're saying that people see it and it's contagious.
It's contagious. People see it. People want to be around you. They don't even sometimes know what it is, but they want to be around you.
Wow. Cool.
And it's so, and it really is. It really is cool. And so I want to make sure that our listeners hear that you have the power of your choice. You can choose to sit back, be passive, chase happiness, and let life happen how it happens. Or you can choose to just stop, be an active participant, and learn to start cultivating that joy in your life.
So when you start, let's say that they're making those decisions, okay? I've made that decision a long time ago, and that's a part of my life every day. So, but a lot, for a lot of people, this may be new news to them that, you know, that they have a natural joy pill in their brain and your endorphins and all of that, and that they can cultivate this. What would you say to them tonight that they're listening and they're beginning to realize this, of the importance of this, doctor? Would you discuss that? You said that it can make them very resilient, but why is it important to really go with this topic and let it become a part of your life and cultivate it? Why?
Well, it improves the quality of our life.
Okay.
When we're, you know, more stable, when we're not chasing the roller coaster or the thing that's always changing.
Right.
We'll be more stable. We'll be able to give more stability to the people around us. We'll have healthier relationships. We'll be able to feel healthier. We won't have those highs, those really low lows. You won't feel that depression swing as hard.
Right.
You can overcome things better. Health-wise, stress. I mean, when we're always chasing happiness and it's never ending, that's a lot of stress on our body. And we know stress breaks down our systems. And we talk about heart disease and all kinds of stuff that stress does to us.
Right.
And so we are kind of like stabilizing our life. You know, if you think about a boat, and you know, under the water, they'll have like these wings, like airplane wings that come out to stabilize that boat.
Yeah.
Joy is kind of that stabilizer in our life.
Makes sense. So that's a lot of reasons right there for people to grab this message tonight and run with it.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, you know, sitting in the course of the day and sitting in my office and hearing people's stories day after day, and I just know, you know, let's get this joy going. It's missing. And that's it. You know, I've watched people who've gone through horrendous things and had cultivated joy and are working towards it. And it's like, okay, they just need a little extra help to get through those difficult bumps, but they're okay. They have the tools.
Right.
They just need a little maneuvering. And then I see the people whose lives are just shattered, maybe even dealing with less traumatic events that they're going through, not to minimize people's experiences, but their lives are just completely shattered, stopped, the depression, they're just like immobilized.
Yeah, go to bed for days on end and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, where are some of the differences? Right. And this is one of the major underlying differences I see.
Wow. So from a therapeutic standpoint, and you being a PhD and licensed mental health counselor and dealing with clients, and you have therapists that work for you and all that, you're saying this is a very important, critical topic. Is that what I hear you saying, doctor?
I agree. Absolutely. It's critical.
Okay. So it's more so maybe in quality of life, right? That's what I hear you saying. It can be a substitute for some of the medications that so many people are hooked on.
Absolutely.
Do I hear you saying that?
It can be.
Can be.
Now, I'm not telling everybody to go out and stop taking their medicine.
No, we're fine with people taking their medicine. Absolutely. But you're saying that this can really change your life. That's what I hear you saying.
It gets down to the core of the matter. It is those wings under the water that's keeping our life more balanced.
Okay.
And that's one of the things we need, because when we are like, you know, those little weeble wobbles when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Those, you know, they weeble, they wobble, but they don't fall down.
My kids would go all over.
That's how we're going through life. Without joy, we're weeble wobbling and we're all over the place. And it's very hard to figure ourselves out, let alone raise our kids and cultivate a marriage or, how you know, work our way in our careers or whatever we're trying to do when we're always feeling off balance.
Right. So it's a balancing effect.
It does.
Okay. The resilience. How about purpose in life? What does it do with our goals and visions when we cultivate joy?
Well, when you start having joy and you're cultivating joy, you can start to see visions and start to find purpose.
Okay.
Without joy, it's very difficult to find any kind of purpose because it's very hard to see over to the next realm. And so when you're having joy, it helps give you that long-term vision.
Wow, that's very good. So where do people find a seed of joy? Can they go to Walgreens or Target? And I'm being facetious, but seriously,
you're not going to go buy it, but you will tune in next week.
Really?
Because that is what we're going to really focus. The whole session is going to be on just cultivating those seeds. What are the seeds? What do they look like? How do we do this? And make this practical. I gave you the theory this week, and you know we talked about why. Now, next week, I really want to let's get this practical.
Wow. Okay, I can't wait till next week's show. So, the happiness factor, to recap for our audience, or maybe some that just need that teaching concept of going back over it so they really get the point. Happiness and joy are not the same. They are totally different, and a lot of people don't realize that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Happiness is... Finish that sentence, doctor.
Happiness is temporary. It's
okay.
A feeling.
It's temporary. It's a feeling.
It's okay. A trap.
It's a trap. Happiness is a trap? Seriously, you didn't make that point earlier. How's happiness a trap?
Yes, I did make that point earlier.
I think you did. I believe you did, actually.
I'm just teasing. Happiness is a trap. The biggest thing is because it can set our life on a whole different course when we're chasing something we think.
Ah, yes. Now I remember that.
Going to make us happy. And
yes,
at the end of the day,
it is a trap.
That selfishness that comes from seeking happiness.
Right.
You know, you see it on Facebook. Oh, do whatever you want as long as it makes you happy.
No. You see that on Facebook? See, I quit looking. So
I just want to scream no every time I see that.
Do whatever you want just so it makes you happy?
Yes.
Whoa. Isn't that really a picture of our society right now?
Absolutely.
Right there.
You know, you talk about people who are getting divorced. Well, I just wasn't happy anymore.
It's got to be more reasons than that, right?
True.
Wow. Well,
this other relationship made me happy now, so I'm going to go there. You know, and it's just all this happy, happy, happy. And then, you know, when a year or a month or 3 years, when that's not happy
anymore. When the newness wears off.
We're moving on, and that's the problem, and we're never happy.
Right. Wow. Wow. Okay. So, happiness is external, has a lot to do with things and people's attention of you and things like that. Joy doesn't have anything to do with how much attention you're getting on Facebook and how many likes you got. Really?
No, not at all. And it comes from within. It doesn't matter what's going on in your world. Your world could be falling apart and you can cultivate joy. Your world can be going the best it's ever gone and you can cultivate joy.
Wow. Okay. I think this is a huge topic, doctor, and probably bigger than I thought when we first started the show, because you have really pointed out some amazing truths here that are going to help every one of us desire joy, because I think that's a big part of it. I think a lot of us have never even thought that we needed to have joy, just happiness.
True. And I think that's that disillusionment that we get in our culture, too, is that the happiness is what we want. But what we're really seeking inside is joy. We just don't know it.
Wow.
And so we're putting a different thing on it. And we're going after the wrong thing.
It's not a topic you hear discussed, joy,
no.
Except like I mentioned earlier, in spiritual connotations in church, you may hear that about joy, which we'll probably talk more about that next week and the spiritual component here, because it is there in joy, but it doesn't have to be a spiritual concept, does it?
Not at all. Not at all. And that's the amazing thing about it. And it's where you're at.
Okay. So no matter how difficult some of our listeners' lives may be right this moment, and because we acknowledge that there's a lot of pain in this world, there's a lot of relationships that aren't working well, there's a lot of parent-child interactions that are painful and hurtful. Mm-hmm. We just did a series on parenting, and if any of you missed that, the last 3 weeks, we dealt with positive parenting, and I feel like those shows really turned out well for parents and children that are struggling with issues, and go and catch those on the website. But no matter what the painful situation is in our lives, and we all have those, there's hope for a better life when we realize that it's not based on happiness. It's based on joy.
It's very hopeful when you think about it.
Wow.
Because then I don't have to work my backside off or hawk myself into all this debt to keep trying to get something that, when I get it, isn't going to give me what I thought it would in the end of the day.
And when we base our happiness or our joy, I mean, or our lives, contentment, let's put it that way, on material things, then we're taking, sending a message to our children and our grandchildren that that's what it takes.
Absolutely, that's what we send the message.
Whoa.
And so, and we're just training another generation to seek after things and leave them in that empty feeling. And so I think what we're really seeking as humans is that contentment feeling, that joyful feeling that's going to get down and fulfill our real inner need.
Contentment. Wow. All right. Dr. Angel, I'm excited about next week. So give our listeners an idea of what we're going to talk about next week and why they should tune in to Go Yard next week.
Next week, we are going to identify some of those seeds, and I'm going to teach you how to grow and cultivate joy.
We're going to have a joy garden?
We're going to make a joy garden, figuratively speaking.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking.
Yes, you do have joy glasses with little flowers on them, don't you?
Yes, I do.
We welcome you to contact us. As we said, we're getting ready to have another question and answer show in a few weeks. So we want to hear from you. Send your questions. You can email them to goyard2014@gmail.com, or you can send them directly to my phone, which is a Google text number, and it is 727-888-4171. Get a pen, write that down. I'm going to send it to you, give it to you one more time, because we want those questions to come in for our show coming up. So it is 727-888-4171. Google text. You can use it any place, anywhere, anytime, 24/7, 365. Dr. Angel, parting words for this show.
You know what? This week, let's start looking at what are we chasing? What are you chasing?
What are you chasing? I've got to write that down as we get ready for next week's show. What are you chasing? This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard. See you next week, gang.
Good night. Happiness is you.